We are drowning in good news. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For listeners always emailing, why don't you report some good news once in a while? How about this? Good news about housing starts and unemployment.
We've seen housing starts break the million mark.
They project unemployment to drop to as low as 6.3%.
Good news about the federal budget.
This plan isn't perfect, but it's going to enable us to avoid a shutdown of the government.
And a Fed so confident about the economy, it won't have to print so much money.
In a clear sign, policymakers believe the recovering economy has hit escape velocity.
The Fed will leave short-term interest rates at record lows.
You're not going to see a big surge in interest rates.
It just makes you want to turn up the radio and inhale the economic euphoria, which is legal in all 50 states. But is this really the all clear? According to outgoing Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke,
the economy is continuing to make progress, but that it also has much farther to travel before conditions can be judged normal.
And if you want proof, just go on YouTube and Google Millennials versus Baby Boomers.
You raise us to believe that we were special.
A specialness which commands a starting salary of around $21,000.
You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history.
With an average debt of about $23,000, and probably facing having to work until age 73 to save up enough to retire. But if we ignore that, the news is good. Even if the kids will be using their bedroom a little longer than you expected. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.